Ministry of Education, Sport and Youth. State Institutes of Further Education. End of Year Examinations May 2024. Part 1. Hello. This is the D2 listening test. Look at exercise 1. Now look at the picture. Listen and look. There is one example.
Look, Mum, a photo of my friends at a camping site.
Wow, it looks great.
Yes, and the kids are having fun.
Let me see. Who is that tall boy behind the tent?
That's John. He loves fizzy drinks.
Can you see the line? This is an example. Now, you listen and draw lines. 1.
Can you see the girl behind the tent?
The girl next to John. Is she Gina?
No. She's Sally. She loves dancing.
Oh, there she is.
Look at Peter.
The boy who is fishing.
No, I don't know that boy. Peter is sitting in front of the campfire. He's playing his guitar.
Oh, there he is. Why is he so happy?
He just loves campfires.
Who's the girl next to Peter?
That's Gina.
What is she doing there? I can see her writing.
Yeah. She always writes in her diary. Look. She's writing and listening to music.
4.
And what about that boy who is sitting alone?
You mean the one in the boat?
No, not the little boy in the water. The boy with the hat who is sitting.
Well, that's Ben. He's Gina's best friend.
5.
I'm sure you know Anna.
Yeah, from your English class. Who's she sitting with? I can see her, with another boy, at the picnic table.
Well, I don't know him. I think he's Anna's cousin, but I'm not sure.
Oh, I see.
Now listen to exercise 1 again. 1.
Can you see the girl behind the tent?
The girl next to John. Is she Gina?
No. She's Sally. She loves dancing.
Oh, there she is.
Look at Peter.
The boy who is fishing.
No. I don't know that boy. Peter is sitting in front of the campfire. He's playing his guitar.
Oh, there he is. Why is he so happy?
He just loves campfires.
3.
Who's the girl next to Peter?
That's Gina.
What is she doing there? I can see her writing.
Yeah. She always writes in her diary. Look. She's writing and listening to music.
4.
And what about that boy who is sitting alone?
You mean the one in the boat?
No, not the little boy in the water. The boy with the hat who is sitting.
Well, that's Ben. He's Gina's best friend.
5.
I'm sure you know Anna.
Yeah, from your English class. Who's she sitting with? I can see her, with another boy, at the picnic table.
Well, I don't know him. I think he's Anna's cousin, but I'm not sure.
Oh, I see.
That is the end of exercise 1. Exercise 2. Listen and write. There is one example.
Hello, Mr. Parker.
How can I help you, Betty?
Can I ask you some questions?
Sure.
You see, I'll be a vet too.
Really? I think that's great, Betty.
1.
I think pet shops are cool. And I love the name of your shop. It's Pet Lovers. Right?
That's right.
Can you please spell it?
It's 2 words. It's P, E, T, L, O, V, E, R, S.
P, E, T, L, O, V, E, R, S. Thanks. Do you always wear special clothes, Mr. Parker?
It's not special clothes. It's a long white shirt.
I'd like one too when I become a vet.
Don't worry, Betty. I'll buy you one.
That's so nice of you, Mr. Parker.
Three.
What animals do you look after?
Well, I usually look after kittens and puppies, but sometimes I look after larger animals.
Do you mean dogs and cats?
Yes. That's right.
Now listen to exercise 2 again. 1.
I think pet shops are cool. And I love the name of your shop. It's Pet Lovers. Right?
That's right.
Can you please spell it?
It's 2 words. It's P, E, T, L, O, V, E, R, S.
P, E, T, L, O, V, E, R, S. Thanks. Do you always wear special clothes, Mr. Parker?
It's not special clothes. It's a long white shirt.
I'd like one too when I become a vet.
Don't worry, Betty. I'll buy you one.
That's so nice of you, Mr. Parker.
Three.
What animals do you look after?
Well, I usually look after kittens and puppies, but sometimes I look after larger animals.
Do you mean dogs and cats?
Yes. That's right.
That is the end of exercise 2. Exercise 3. Look at the picture and listen. There is one example. Lily is telling Tom about a school carnival party she went last Saturday. What costumes did the kids wear at the party?
Hey Lily, did you go to the carnival party?
Yes. It was great. Everybody was wearing cool costumes.
What about you? Did you wear your teacher's costume?
Well, no. I dressed up as a doctor.
A doctor? That sounds nice.
Can you see the letter A? Now you listen and write a letter in each box. 1.
What about John? Was he a vet?
Let me see. No. He was wearing his dad's clothes.
What do you mean? His dad is a police officer. Was he a policeman?
That's right. He was wearing a blue costume and he looked great.
2.
Did Mary come to the party?
Yes, she was there too.
I guess she was a photographer, right?
I think she wasn't. I'm sure she wasn't. She was wearing a chef's hat and she was cooking.
So she was a cook.
Yes. Just like her mom.
3.
Paul was there too. Do you remember him?
Yes. Was he a baseball player?
No. He was wearing a silly hat, an old jacket, and he had a bag.
What was inside the bag?
Letters. He was delivering letters.
Oh, all right. He was a postman then.
4.
What about Fred? Was he at the party?
Sure.
I think he wanted to be an astronaut.
I know. But his mom didn't buy him an astronaut costume, so he wore an actor's costume.
Oh dear. Fred the actor.
Now listen to exercise 3 again. 1.
What about John? Was he a vet?
Let me see. No. He was wearing his dad's clothes.
What do you mean? His dad is a police officer. Was he a policeman?
That's right. He was wearing a blue costume and he looked great.
2.
Did Mary come to the party?
Yes, she was there too.
I guess she was a photographer, right?
I think she wasn't. I'm sure she wasn't. She was wearing a chef's hat and she was cooking.
So she was a cook.
Yes. Just like her mom.
3.
Paul was there too. Do you remember him?
Yes. Was he a baseball player?
No. He was wearing a silly hat, an old jacket, and he had a bag.
What was inside the bag?
Letters. He was delivering letters.
Oh, all right. He was a postman then.
4.
What about Fred? Was he at the party?
Sure.
I think he wanted to be an astronaut.
I know. But his mom didn't buy him an astronaut costume, so he wore an actor's costume.
Oh dear. Fred the actor.
That is the end of exercise 3. You have 1 minute to check your answers. That is the end of the D2 listening test.